Well, next up on the High Velocity Radio Show is the Principal Change Agent at Vince Rogers & Associates. Welcome to the show, Vince.
Good morning, Stone. Thanks for having me here on High Velocity.
We are delighted to have you, man. So tell us a little bit about what Vince is out there doing for folks.
Well, what Vince Rogers & Associates and myself, of course, do for my clients is we deal with enterprise optimization, brand management, and wealth building. By enterprise optimization, we look at your entire, you know, what you're doing out there as a business or a nonprofit, and we go from, you know, A to Z, make sure you're optimizing every financial and non-financial resource. As far as brand management, we make sure that you're defining your specialty, you're differentiating yourself from the competition, and that you're continuously promoting that brand. And as far as our high-achieving individuals, we get into after you eventually got on a solid footing as far as your business or your nonprofit, we look at you and your own personal wealth building and make sure that you're on the right track as far as, you know, sustaining your wealth building so you can continue your enterprise or your nonprofit.
So how did you get in that line of work? Did you just wake up one morning and say, I'm going to go help people build wealth, or did you kind of ease into it? From whence do you come, Vince?
Well, I wouldn't say ease, but I have 10 years of experience in the past in financial services. I worked at Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers, TD Waterhouse.
You used to work on the dark side, and then you came over.
Yeah, and I also, after my career in financial services, I spent 5 years or so as an individual real estate investor. And kind of the genesis of what happened was I was at a party one day, and everybody there in the room was looking for a job in real estate. And so everybody was quote-unquote networking kind of aimlessly, not really sure what they were. You know, really, there was nobody to really ask for a job because no one had one. So I was trying to differentiate myself by deciding, you know, what is it? I'm not going to, you know, it's pointless to work this room to try to get a job in real estate. So what really do I do? So I decided that, you know, I have my biggest background is making sure that, you know, when I was a stockbroker, I call myself a kind of a layman's expert as far as business is concerned, because whenever somebody walks into the, you know, your branch office and asks about a stock or bond or whatever, you can't say, well, I've never heard of that company, or I don't know that industry, or I have no idea how to invest in that stock. You have to know something about pretty much everything. So I had become pretty much a layman's expert at pretty much every industry, every type of business. And so I decided, well, and also I have a degree in economics, so I have a expertise at, you know, advising people about all kinds of, whether it be any type of resource, the financial aspects, the entrepreneurial aspect of what they do. So I decided I could consult people on basically every aspect of building a business and a brand. And so that's kind of how I decided, you know, to go in that direction.
You work with businesses, nonprofits, and high achieving individuals, as you call them.
That's correct.
Of those three, what are the ones that are the most rewarding, and which ones are the most challenging?
Well, I get a lot of, you know, of course, I get a lot of reward from working with the nonprofits, although the nonprofit clients, of course, don't pay as much as the
I've read that somewhere.
the business clients. But I get as much satisfaction working out of all of them. I mean, I always find some sense of achievement in helping anybody who's trying to advance society, build jobs and create jobs for other people, or just build wealth so they can pass it along to other generations. I get satisfaction in working with all of those various clients. The nonprofits are rewarding because you can directly see that you're impacting people's lives, but the businesses are just as, you know, satisfying as well, because building business is what, you know, allows people to, you know, create jobs and, you know, advance the society in other ways. So they're both as equally rewarding.
I got to ask you, because, Todd and I will go into a situation, people will engage us, and we try to share information with them about how they can go to market more effectively. And there's a lot of things that we've learned, in many cases, the hard way. We can save them some time and energy. You know, here's some things you ought to do that'll solve your prospecting problem, help you with your branding, your imaging, whatever it might be. And I got to tell you, they don't always just say, oh, thank you, where you've been all my life, I'm going to go start doing this. A lot of times they're at least skeptical, sometimes cynical about it. That's got to be magnified tenfold when you're trying to give people advice about their money. How do you get them to trust you with their money, or to trust that you know what you're doing to advise them about what to do with their money? That must be incredibly difficult.
Well, this is a challenge, of course. But, you know, my years of expertise in the business that kind of opens the door. But when we sit down and go through what I call the success plan for my customers, we deal with every aspect of, you know, what they're trying to achieve. And so they, I give them a sense of, you know, confidence that I'm able to address the issue in a way that they haven't really thought about it themselves. A lot of people think that, you know, a lot of people get into business and they see that they have a high acumen for something because they've come up with this great concept that penetrates the market somehow. And so they're aware that they're, you know, they know they're intelligent, but just because you're intelligent or you're able to identify one particular aspect, you know, of your business doesn't mean you know everything. So I kind of, when we look at all the six keys to success, you know, people realize that they're missing something. Like they did have the impetus to get this enterprise on track, but you know, if they were not missing something, you know, they would be well on the path to success and not need, you know, not even consider having a coach or a consultant even come into their enterprise to look at what's going on. So they know that they're missing something. So I, you know, do a detailed A to Z analysis of the enterprise, the nonprofit, or their wealth management plan, and we really find out what's wrong with it. A lot of clients or potential clients, they don't, you know, contract to take your advice or take advantage of your services. But even in working out that process, you'll see something click where you know that you've identified something they're missing. Whether they choose to go ahead and correct it themselves, you know, or not, they identify that there is something missing, and hopefully they will contract with me to go ahead and, you know, really work on the problem and get it solved.
I love that you call us a success plan, because that's what actually what Stone and I call our product to our customers. I think you mentioned it just in your last statement, but how does that process begin? So you sit down with whether it's a business or an individual or a nonprofit. How do you begin to execute on that success plan? What's the first step?
Well, with initial consultation is the first, you know, of course, I prospect, you know, through various means, and it's not a, you know, not necessarily a hard prospecting type situation. I'm out in the community or out, you know, in a social setting quite a lot, networking with a point, not networking aimlessly. So I'm continuously, you know, mining for clients that way. So we start off with an initial consultation where, you know, I basically sit down with them and we really just, I talk about, first of all, you know, you just get cues from the client as to how they, you know, what you know, which one of the six keys to success that they might be deficient in.
What are they screwing up?
Well, while we're talking about the enterprise, so we'll just sit there and kind of have a conversation, a pretty casual conversation, except I know that, you know, where the direction is going in and ultimately what I'm trying to find out from the client. But we sit down and have an initial consultation. And I get back to them with a success plan proposal that kind of illustrates to them what I found to be the areas they need to address as far as, you know, optimizing their enterprise.
So it sounds like you have them explain what's going on, and you just listen, and you can usually find what you're looking for,
right,
and how they can solve the problem.
Absolutely.
Well, you don't have to share any names, but maybe you could walk us through a specific example where you took someone that was maybe making some of those mistakes, maybe they weren't firing on all six cylinders. And over time, through your process, through your expertise, you were able to turn them into a money bags like Todd Schneck. Can you walk us through kind of a specific example like that?
Well, earlier this year, I was dealing with a client who kind of, they had an amazing concept. It was a high-end bedding company, not to get too
betting?
Specific. Betting?
Betting. Oh, betting.
Yeah.
I was going to say there's good margin in betting, too.
Betting.
Betting, all right.
And they had done everything pretty much, but the concept was great, but the execution was lousy. They basically had, rather than test the market to see what the potential for the product was or what the possible market for the product was, they just kind of took it as a, you know, this is such a great idea. One of them had an idea. One of them had a lot of money. They basically went ahead and print and they actually just went ahead and got like $16,000 worth of inventory and just, you know, had it sit in a warehouse trying to figure out how to sell it. They just decided the product was so great that rather than test the market, they would just go ahead and manufacture $16,000 worth of the, $160,000 worth of the product. And it was just sitting in a warehouse because they had no idea how to sell it. So we had to actually go all the way back to the beginning and put together a marketing strategy to sell the product because they thought it was just so great it would sell itself. So we corrected that, and now they're on their second printing of the product.
Fine line between someone who's who does the ready fire aim approach, and they I'd be honest, there, I admire people who just say, you know what, I have no idea how this is going to work. I'm just going to get out there. I'm going to try it, and I'll learn lessons as I go. Versus people that just never have the courage to actually pull that trigger and get started. I mean, I have to admit to you, Vince, I kind of admire that they did that and then said, well, let's try to figure it out. Now, they were wise to seek counsel and say, all right, now we're in it, and now we got to figure out how to do it better. I mean, that's a difficult. I'd almost rather someone do that than not do that and just sit and not achieve anything.
Well, the difference is in this day and age that, you know, both of those approaches can work. But in this day and age, there's just so much competition for market share out there that everybody, you know, it's always, everybody says you learn from your mistakes, and that's all well and good, but it's really just too costly these days to make the mistakes that some entrepreneurs make. So you kind of have to get on the right path as quickly as you can. So that's why a consultant or a coach can come in and help you. And basically, you know, you really just don't have time these days to make all the mistakes that, you know, it's a great story. You can, you know, like the I can't think of the name of the movie, but the Will Smith movie where he was a broker.
That
sounds all well and good, but you kind of have to do your research, get the right information.
Oh, being a pursuit of happiness.
Of happiness. Yeah. You have to make an approach that, I mean, ending up in a homeless shelter isn't really a success these days. You might not rebound from that.
No, you're right. Ready, Fire, Aim is a neat story when it works, but most of the time it doesn't work.
It's a better movie than it is a success plan.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. What is the best way
for
our listeners to get in touch with you, learn more about your services, and visit with you a little bit about all this?
Sure. Thank you again for having me here on High Velocity. You can reach me. My website is www.vincerogers.biz. That's vincerogers.biz, and I can be reached at vincerogers@vincerogers.biz.